is daf zayin to the Gemara. I've been discussing yesterday's daf, a very important machlokas, about whether or not tuma hutcha betzibor, or is tuma duchuya betzibor. It's a hutcha betzibor, which means we don't acknowledge the tuma at all, and it's completely hutcha, and we had some nafkaminos yesterday. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman. Or do we say that it's like Rav Sheshi, that's duchuya, that tuma, we could push it off, but we'd rather not violate the tuma and take another route. So is it hutcha like Rav Nachman, or is it duchuya like Rav Sheshi? So the Gemara is now going to go through a series of questions back and forth. The Gemara says, the top line, the second line rather down, Amar Rav Sheshi, Mina Aminala, how do I know that it's Duchuya B'tzibur? The Tani quotes a Brayis in Maseches Menachos that says, Haya Omer U'makriv Minchas Omer. Let's say it's the second day of Pesach, first day of Chol Hamoed, then it's Tezai Nisan, he's bringing the Kohen's bringing the carbon Omer. Uvinitmeis B'yada, somehow it becomes Tamei, Omer, he says to his other Kohanim, Mivin Acheres Tachte, please bring me a replacement carbon Omer. Vim Ein Sham Ella He, if that's the only Omer that's available, they can't have a replacement. Omer Mlo, we tell this Kohen who's involved in the carbon Omer, have a Pikeach be a little wise, Vishasuk, don't say a thing. So either way, we see Katani Mias, Omer, Mivin Acheres Tachte. Ideally, we should have a replacement. So clearly, it's not Hutcha Betzibur, rather, it's Duchuya Betzibur. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Modina Hecha Dikashiraim Liachila. Even though in general, Rav Nachman holds that Tuma Hutcha Betzibur, he does agree when it comes to something that has Achila, that even he would agree that it would be, we'd avoid that. Look at Rashi to explain, four lines down from the top. Modina Hecha Dika Shiraim Liachila, Diafagav the carbon tzibur kariv betuma. Even though a carbon tzibur can be nikrav when tuma, eino necha betuma, it's not eaten in the state of tuma. Kedamina beketzet tzolena uvemincha nikmei says modina. When you do mincha, you do a kmitza. That kmitza goes on the mizbech, but the remainder is called shirayim. The remainder is eaten. That must be eaten betari. Even if Nachman would agree. So since the carbon omer has an element that's eaten, therefore he says you have to. This case, you'd have to bring a replacement if possible. So Gemara then says, "Meisive, hayamakiv minchas parim, vayalim v'kvasim v'nitmeis biyado." He's bringing various carbonates. We're going to see which types of cows, which types of rams, which types of sheep. But whatever the carbon is, it becomes tamei v'nitmeis biyado. Omer, he tells the other kohanim mevin acheres tachdeh to bring him a replacement. V'mein sham elahi. If there are no replacements, Omer lo, we tell the kohen have a pikech v'shasu, just stay quiet and bring it anyways. So my lav parim elim v'kvasim dechag is not referring to the various cows and rams and sheep brought on the Sukkot. As Rashi explains here, my lav parim v'ayelam dechag shein karban tzibur v'tzmano kavua u'minchas nesachem docha tuma v'katani omer. Yet we still say, even though this is a karban tzibur, which has a set zman, we say omer mevin acheres tachle. We bring a backup, or we request a backup. Alma duchuyi b'tzibur, clearly it's duchuya, like Rav Sheshes against Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, no, what were you talking about here? Amar l'charav Nachman, lo, parm par avodah zarah, the cows of that which is brought for violating avodah zarah. Avagav the tzibur, even though if the tzibur violated avodah zarah, and they have to bring a carbon of avodah zarah par, who came into glo kviyah zman, it's not a set zman. There's no like date to bring the carbon avodah zarah. So mahajin, we go after replacements. The only time that Rav Nachman agrees that a carbon tzibur is hutra, if it's a carbon tzibur and it's also kavua zman. But if it's a carbon tzibur but not kavua zman, even he would agree it's not hutra but tzibur. It's not urgent, so you may as well find a backup. And when it comes to ayalim, which types of rams are we talking about you should get a replacement? That although in general, if Nachman says it's hutra but tzibur and you shouldn't have to get a replacement, here we're talking about be'elo shel Aaron, which is referring to the ram that Aaron or a Kohen Gadol would bring on Yom Kippur. The afagav the kvi leizman, even though there's a set zman, it's Yom Kippur, is when you bring the eil sha'arum, it's a kevan the yachid, who since it's a yachid, it's a carbon yachid, mehadrin, we go after a replacement. Again, it has to be both a carbon tzibur and zman kavua. The ayel sha'arum is only a zman kavua, but it's not a carbon tzibur. And finally, when it mentions kvasim, bekeves haba'im ha'omer dika shirayim la'achila, we're talking about the sheep that I brought with accompanying the carbon omer, since there's achila, even Rav Nachman would agree. So again, there are three exceptions where Rav Nachman would agree that's duchuya betzibur. Normally it's hutcha betzibur, but to be hutcha betzibur has to be both the carbon tzibur and kavua zman. If it's one without the other, it would be duchuya, and if it has shirayim lachila, that too would be considered duchuya. Now the Mikdash David, one of the very important achronim on Kachim, and the Gvuras Ari, which we keep quoting from the Shagas Ari, is Perish and his Chedushim, and in Mesachas Yuma, he explains the reason why does Rav Nachman agree in a situation where there's a chila, you should go after a tahor one, very simply because we don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah of a chila skachim. It's a mitzvah itself. So why should we lose out on that part if it's going to be tamei? So even though the carbon itself can be brought, we want to also fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. That's the understanding of the Mikdash David Gevurah Sariba. The Rabbeinu Al-Yakim, one of the Rishonim we only have, I think, on Masechet Yuma, he says, no, there's really no problem. You can avoid the mitzvah if you want of Achilas Kachim. But the concern is, if they bring it betumah, they might accidentally eat the carbon, because normally the carbon omer is eaten. Because of that chashash, they said that you should bring a carbon that's fully tahor, lest you come to bring it when it's when you come to eat it when it's tamei. Take a look at Tosos on the side here, Dira Maslo, Kevan, Diyachidi, Mehadrinan. So we said that even though the Elisha Aaron has a Zman Kavua, it's on Yom Kippur, but still, since it's a carbon Yachid, you have to be Mehadir after a carbon Tahor. So Tosos writes, Hocha Vade Chashiv carbon Tzibur, Litcho Shabbos. Now there are really two dinim, that a carbon Tzibur is able to be Docha Shabbos and also Docha Tum. So he says, what happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? Would we not say you could be Makiv the Elisha Aaron Yom Kippur? Certainly it can. So Tosis does have to point out, the Gemara has to agree, that they concede that certainly a carbon tzibur, the Ayil Sha'arun is a carbon tzibur, lagave d'chiyah Shabbos, because you bring it on Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. However, litchos atuma, afilu tuma the gavra, mia lohu tribo, tuma el d'chiyah. So you're kind of splitting up here between lagave Shabbos, the carbon is a carbon tzibur, but lagave tuma, we only view this as a carbon yachid. So it's a fine line that he's walking. Kevin the yachid kamaisi, like since a yachid, since Aaron's bring it, we view it as a yachid, lagabe tumah, and therefore mahadrina, but lagabe hilcha Shabbos, we say it's considered carbon zebra. So now he points out, he asks an interesting question, comes out with a very interesting conclusion. He says, Temali, v'ha kulo mikroi nafke, don't we learn all this out from psukim, bin perakets at tzolin, daf ayin zayin, and psachim, v'aydaber moshes moade Hashem, ha'kosef kava moed echad l'kulam, that you have to bring carbon echad for all types of carbonos. All carbonos, whether it's a carbon yachid zman kavua or a carbon tzibur zman kavua, you have to bring your docha Shabbos. That's the very same source we use to tell us that it's docha tuma. Maishna yeshmem shehutra ben tuma v'yeshmem dechuya. So again, every single carbon that's a zman kavua is docha Shabbos. Whether it's a carbon tzibur of Yom Kippur or it's a carbon yachid of Yom Kippur like Elisha Aaron, it's docha Shabbos because it says moado. But that same Pasuk Muado is teaching us that it's also Docha Tumah. So if it's Docha Tumah, how come we're saying some Karbanos Tzibur is Docha Tumah, Hutra, and some Karbanos like the Elisha Aaron is not Docha, it's Dechuya? How do you split between Hutra and Dechuya if it's all from the same Pasuk? Because again, Rav Nachman holds a Karban Zman Kavua is really Hutra, but sometimes like the Elisha Aaron is Dechuya. So the Gemara Tosfos answers rather V'yesh Lomar. Tosfos says Leman Damar Tuma Heter Hibakulu Huter Tuma Medraisa. So if you hold Tuma Hutra B'tzibur like Rav Nachman holds, you actually hold by all Karbanos. Anytime it's Man Kavua, we say Hutra B'tzibur. El Medirabanan Gazu Ahu Dehavi Karban Yachid Dilahadre Atahorin. So there's a very important different perspective than we have in the Gemara. The truth is, even the Elul Sha'aru, which is a Karban Yachid, is actually Hutra B'tzibur. It's a Zman Kavua. That's all you really need. But they create a Isser Dirabanan of being Makriv a carbon yachid. That's what comes out. Uleman Damar Tuma Duchuyihi, according to Rav Sheshes, Svirlei Dibachula Duchuyihi Midraisa. And they hold no, across the board, all types of Tumas are Duchuyah. So this is a very important Chiddush. It comes out, I'm not sure there's another way to interpret this, but this is the Chiddush of Tosos, that if really all of them in Huchu B'tzibur, even carbon yachid, Huchu B'tzibur, it just made Dirabanan. They said, apply Duchuyah to a carbon yachid. So back inside the Gemara. Gemara asks a question a little bit more than halfway down the Amud here. Meisive dam shenitma vizarko b'shogeg hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. So if the dam became tamei, and they sprinkled it anyways, if it was done accidentally, it's a hurtza, it works, you get kapara. If it was done intentionally, one does not get the return. So why not? Shouldn't we say hutra b'tzibur? Hutra b'tzibur, it should be hurtza, even b'mezid. So Gemara says, Kitan Yahi di Yachid. That price is referring to a carbon Yachid. But had it been a carbon Tzibur Einach Nami, we would have said, B'mezid Nami Hurtza. But this price particularly is talking about a carbon Yachid, whereby even Rav Nachman would agree, it's Duchuya B'Tzibur. Tashma, Gemara brings another price, Alma Tzitz Meratze, the Tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears. What's it Meratze on? Al Adam, Fala Basar, Fala Chelev, Shinitma, whether it's blood, whether it's the flesh, whether it's the fats, that all became tamei. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'onus, bein b'ratzim, bein b'yachim, bein b'tzibur. Every type of category you can imagine, it's meratze on all of them. Now, v'isak adaitach tumah heter hi b'tzibur, if you really hold the tumah's hutra b'tzibur. Lomali l'ratuye. Why does the tzitz meet the mimratza anything? It's already hutra from the get go. What's the tzitz adding? What added ritual is there from the tzitz? If you really hold hutra, it must be therefore it's duchuye b'tzibur, and yet the tzitz is miratza for it nonetheless. So Rav Nachman responds, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lecha Rav Nachman, ki katani a tzitz miratza adi yachid. When the Braisa says the tzitz miratza, it's going on only the b'yachid part, not on the tzibur part. The tzibur part you're allowed to go ahead and bring because of hutra b'tzibur. Legabe yachid, the reason why yachid works is because the tzitz is miratza. Or ibay tema, alternatively, afilu tema b'tzibur, even if you're talking about the carbon tzibur that's tameh, that's talking about b'hanoch delok fi'lezman. Because remember, Rav Nachman only holds hutra b'tzibur if it's also zman kavua. But if it's not zman kavua, so then he holds his duchuy b'tzibur. So in a case of duchuy b'tzibur, even if Nachman agreed that the tzitz has to be miratza, if the blood was sprinkled of a carbon tzibur that's tameh delok fi'lezman. So now the Gemara asks another question. Meisive, the pasuk says v'nasa aron es avon hakodshim. This is, I think, going to be in. This is in the end of Shmos. That the Aaron's going to lift up the oven. What oven's going to is he going to lift up? What oven is he going to remove? V'chi eza oven who knows that? Which is the sin that we're describing in this pasuk? Im oven pigel. It's a pigel where he had the wrong machshava. Shelob is mano. Shelob im komo. Harei kvar nemar. It says already by the pigel lo yeratze that there's no ritzoy for it. So that can't be talking about where you're going to get ritzoy. Vim avon no sarf, it's referring to when the carb is left overnight beyond the time you're allowed to eat it. Which also means you're not going to get ritzoy. So which ritzoy, which avon is going to be lifted up that there is going to be ritzoy for it? It can't be pigol, it can't be no sarf. So the answer is the Gemara. Ha eino no se ele avon tuma shuhutra mea michal betzibur. It must be referring to that's removing the sin of tuma because that's hutra betzibur, like Rav Nachman, and the kashal of sheshes. Who holds that's duchuya b'tzibur? That's how the Gemara seems to conclude. Now the Gemara is going to say it's really machlokas tanaim. So what's machlokas tanaim? So the Gemara says it's really tanaihi. This machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, whether it's hutra b'tzibur, whether it's duchuya b'tzibur, is machlokas tanaim. Kidatanya. Titanya tzitz bein sheyeshna al mitzcho, bein sheyeshna al mitzcho. Whether or not the tzitz is on the forehead of the kohen gadol, whether it's not on the forehead of the kohen gadol, maratza divrei Rabbi Shimon. It's maratza regardless of whether he's wearing it or not wearing it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Odeh al mitzcho miratza. If he's wearing it at that moment, it's miratza. But ain't odeh al mitzcho. If he's not wearing the tzitz, it's not on his forehead. Ain't miratza. It's not going to work. It's a ritzui. So that's machlokas. Is it going to be effective when he's not wearing it? That's the question. So Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Kohen Gadol b'yom Kippurim. This is parsha Achrimos. Kohen Gadol yochiach. He'll prove that yochiach she'ain odeh al mitzcho and yet miratza. The Kohen Gadol does not wear the tzitz during many of the avodas, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he wears 8 begadim and 4 begadim. His typical clothing is 8 begadim, including the tzitz, but when he does the big day lavan, which is unique for Yom Kippur, he only wears 4 begadim, and that's not including the tzitz. The tzitz is not on his head. And yet the din is that if some tumah happens while he's not wearing it at Yom Kippur, it's miratza. So we see that the tzitz is miratza, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. So the Gemara says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Yom HaKippurim, four lines down, Eino al mitzcho b'shas avodas yom ha-pnimis, when he does any of the inner avodas, she'eino nichnas lifnai lifnim b'big day zav. He can't wear the golden begadim when going to the Kodesh Kedashim, so he wears big day lavan when he does anything that's unique to Yom HaKippurim and the Kodesh Kedashim. So yet we still see that apparently the tzitz meratza, even when he's not wearing it in Yom Kippur. So what's his response? Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, honach l'kohen gadol yom HaKippurim. Ignore the case of a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. That's a unique situation. Shetuma Hutra Levatzibur. When it comes out, Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, that's a special day. I'll agree Hutra exists in that case. Rashi explains why. Shetuma Hutra Lo Shekulo Karban Tzibur Ve'atach Levatuya Tzitz. The whole thing is a carbon tzibur. You don't need a tzitz to be effective. That's tumah hutra b'tzibur. You don't need a tzitz. The tzitz is only necessary when it's dechuya b'tzibur. Dechuya b'tzibur means we're pushing off the tumah, but the tumah is still acknowledged. It's still acknowledged. It still exists. So you need the tzitz to be meratza. But if you assume tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah is not even on the radar. You don't need the tzitz. So again, since Yom Kippur is a carbon tzibur and it's a zman kavua, it's hutra. There's no need for the tzitz to play any role. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's hutra b'tzibur. The implication is mechlal the Rabbi Shimon Saver tuma duchuya b'tzibur. He holds tumas duchuya, and that's why you need the tzitz to meratza because it's only duchuya. And since it's a tzitz meratza, and the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it all day Yom Kippur, must be the tzitz is meratza even when the Kohen Gadol is not actually wearing the tzitz. So this machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda does also trickle to Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman's as well. How do we paskin legabe tuma hutra tuma duchuya? The Rambam writes in Bias Mikdash, as do most Rishonim, we assume that it's in fact going to be Duchuy B'tzibur. And the reason why is because Rav Nachman apparently is a Das Yachid amongst many Amoraim. Rabbi Huda amongst the Tanaim is also a Das Yachid. So we assume like Rabbi Shimon and like Rav Sheshes, that's Duchuy B'tzibur. But Rabbi Yonasan Milonil and the Bach also are, they actually hold it's Huchu B'tzibur, but they too are the minority. We assume that's Duchuy B'tzibur. Let's finish the Amor, the Daf. Now the Gemara says, a quick Daf, a small Daf. There's a lot to talk about on the side, but it's very involved in Tumah and Kachim. I figured we spare ourselves in this one. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai. Abai says, B'nishbar ha-tits d'chuy ama lo pligi d'lo maratze. If the tits were to be broken, everybody would be in agreement that it can't be maratze if it's broken. It has to be intact. Ki pligi, when do they argue? D'tali b'sikasa, when they hang it on the peg. Some yaseh, some peg, they hang it, the Kohen Gadol wasn't wearing it. Will it be effective when it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol? The Gemara explained that Rabbi Yehuda Savar al Meitach Venasa only went on the Meitach, then it's Venasa, that's when Nasa Avono, when he's wearing it. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Tamid L'Ratzon L'Fnei Hashem. So it says Tamid. What does Tamid mean? He has to always be Tamid. My Tamid, Ilema Tamid al Mitzvah. If it means he has to always be wearing it, the Kohen Gadol has to always be wearing the tzitz. Let me just read the whole pasuk so you have the clear piece here. V'ya al Meitach Aaron V'nasa Aaron Es Avona Kachim, Hashiach Dishu B'nei Yisrael L'chol Matnas Kachim, V'ya al Mitzvah Tamid L'Ratzon L'Hashem L'Fnei Hashem. Has to be on his Meitach, on his forehead, the entire time. So what does Tamid mean? How do you understand the word Tamid? My Tamid, Ilema Tamid al Mitzchah, always on his forehead. Mi mishkachasla. Can you find that? Is that possible? He always wears it. Mi lo boy mei lo beis hakise. Does the Kohen Gadol not need to use the bathroom? Mi lo be amenam. Does he not need to sleep? And he can't sleep with the big dekuna. So clearly, tamid can't meant to be taken literally. Se'ela, tamid miratzi. Must be that the effectiveness of the tzitz, the ritzoy of the tzitz is always miratzi, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. So while the first opinion, while Rabbi Yehuda was compelled by the words al-metach, that was his focus, only when wearing it, Rabbi Shimon was compelled by tamid, that's always effective even when you're not wearing it. So now how do they respond to the other phrase of the pasuk? Ula Rabbi Yehuda, nami haksiv tamid. Rabbi Yehuda also has to address the word tamid, because he says it only works when you're wearing it al-mitzchah. So what does he do with the word tamid? Ha'u tamid shlo yasiach daito mimenu. You should never be unaware you're wearing. When you're wearing the tzitz, you must be constantly aware. Lo yasiach daito while wearing the tzitz. Kidraba bar Rav Huna, damar Rabba bar Rav Huna, chayv adim lemashmesh betfilav b'chol shav v'shav. Person needs to constantly check his tefillin, make sure it's in place, make sure he's aware that he's wearing it. It's why? How do we know? It's learned the kavachomer mitzitz. We learn this from the tzitz. What's the kavachomer? And the Gemara says on Daf Ches, Matzitz she'ein bo el askara achas. The tzitz only has one mentioning of Hashem's name. It says Kodesh Lashem. We'll see machlokas whether it's Kodesh Lashem one line or the two lines of Kodesh Lashem. But it says only one Shem Hashem on the tzitz. And yet the Torah says Amr Torah al mitzchot tamid. We learn shelo yasiach daitu mimenu. He has to be constantly aware while wearing the tzitz. Tefillin she'esh ba askaros harbe, where there are many mentions of Hashem's name in tefillin. Sounds like tefillin is more kadosh than that of the tzitz. How much more so does one have to be aware that he's wearing the tefillin? So the interesting dinya, this machlokas rishonim, what does it mean that a person shelo yasiach daito from tefillin? That person should always be aware that he is in fact wearing tefillin. So the Rush says what it means is don't have kalas rosh. Don't have kalas rosh. Be aware. Don't play basketball. Don't jump around. Don't talk. Don't have kalas rosh. Other Yisroelim hold that no, you have to have more proactive kavanah, that you're aware that you're being mekayim the mitzvah. Not to avoid something bad from happening, but at creating some type of awareness that you're having something kadosh in your head. So what's a nafkamina? For a nafkamina is what is your focus, but Rezilberstein raises an interesting shayla. He says, what's it then if you remember the end of Maseches Eruvin? Let's say you find a pair of tefillin on Shabbos outside in the field somewhere, and there's no Eruv. So you can't carry it, but it's left out in Bizayon. Bizayon's there. So you're allowed to wear it, and wear it to a safe place, because that's not called carrying, that's called wearing. So he asked the question, what type of kavanah, if any, should a person have when wearing tefillin on Shabbos? You're not being mekayem the mitzvah, you can't. If you are, that's bal tosef. So he says it depends on this machlokas. If you assume that the kavanah one must have, shalui yasiach daito, is that you're mekayem the mitzvah every second, then you should not have kavanah when wearing tefillin on Shabbos. But if the point is, so you shouldn't have kalas rosh, that's a bizyonos to the tefillin to like jump around and do kalas rosh, then you should actually have kavanah that you're wearing the tefillin on Shabbos, lest it come to a kalas rosh. That's a big nafkamina. It's a very unlikely case that this would happen, but either way, it's a big nafkamina. So let's quickly summarize what we did on the short daf. We start off with the machlokas or sheshiv and Nachman, whether or not we assume huchu b'tzibur, the chuy b'tzibur, we brought a rye from the carbon omer, that it became tamei. They asked for a replacement, so we see it's dechuya. We said no, that's because there's shirayim la'achila. Even there, Rav Nachman will agree. We go for one that's tower. Then we had another case by different karbanos, and we ended up saying that it has to be for hutchil tibur, has to be carbon tibur and kavuazman, and also can't have shirayim la'achila. But if it's missing any of those factors, if it's kavuazman but not tibur, or tibur not kavuazman, or has shirayim la'achila, those would be three examples where Rav Nachman would agree to dechuya b'tibur. They brought some other ayahs from the dam that was nitma b'shogi b'mitzibur b'yachid, and then we discussed the nasan aron as avon. What avon was referring to? He was referring to the avon of tuma b'tzibur. And then we had machlokas of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda about the tzitz mirata only on the forehead or even when it's on the forehead, and we end up saying that machlokas was about that's a hutra or the chuy b'tzibur. And then finally, Abai had this the discussion that when it was broken, it doesn't work. When it's hanging on the peg, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And it depended on how to learn the pasuk. Was it tamid? It works even when you're not wearing it, or only al mitzcho? And that got into this discussion of tefillin having kavana when wearing tefillin. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.